Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
You see certain stars that don't seem to age, and you know they've had plastic surgery, but is it possible for the average American to maintain that smooth face without the really surprised look and beautiful hair and all of those things? Well, what you put into your body and what you put out from your body is going to reflect on your outside appearance, not just your waistline, but there are foods that can make you age faster than others. There are activities and behaviors that can age you faster than others. My guest today is Joey Thurman. He's a health, fitness, and nutrition expert, and he's turning into a fan favorite here on Health Radio. Welcome to the show, Joey. So what are some things we can do to avoid aging as bad as, you know, some of the others we see?
You know, I could go with the easy things. You know, we need to eat well, exercise well, sleep, stress less. We all know that, you know, but there are some certain foods and behaviors that we can do that can really help with the aging process. I mean, really, we really want to eliminate inflammation and dryness of our skin, so we can eat foods that, you know, have omega-3s, 6 and 9s, and then which will help with the dryness of our skin. Even something like having a tomato with the lycopene, the antioxidant in there, will actually help your skin's natural SPF. Not saying you don't need SPF, but that's going to help protect your skin and the dryness and the aging properties of the skin.
So, okay, we want to make sure to get those omega-3s, fish oils, good fish, salmon, herring, mackerel, anchovies. I love all of them. And if we can't eat enough, it's good to supplement them. Now, one of the things I saw on this thing is eat guava. What is guava?
Guava is great. You know, it's very popular in Hollywood right now. Guava, and there's also something called pichu berries. You might have seen. They're also called golden berries. That's Andy's superfruit. You know, guava and pichu berries are great. They have vitamin C in them. You know, they have a low sugar content, and high antioxidant property, which is going to help battle free radical damage. We don't want our cells to be damaged. That's going to prematurely age us. So if you have guava or pichu berries or even something as simple as blueberries, you know, those antioxidant properties are going to really help us age gracefully, which is what we're looking for.
Sweet potatoes, one of my favorite things. I love to feed them for my kids, even for snacks, you know. And my dad, even, he's 91, and he used to tell us that when he came home from school, his mother would take a hot sweet potato out of the oven, wrap it in a towel, and that would be his snack.
Exactly.
And 91 years later, the man's still kicking around. So
that's the trick right there. You know, sweet potatoes are great, and you don't need to add sugar or some marshmallows in them. You know, they're more than just for Thanksgiving. They have a low glycemic index. They're not going to spike your insulin level as much. They're high in beta carotene fiber, which, you know, most of us don't get enough fiber, high in B vitamins, so they're going to help your energy levels. And they have about 35% of your recommended vitamin A, so you don't need to be popping multivitamins if you get a nice wide array of nutrition in your diet. Essentially, you don't need to be spending so much money at the nutritional store, because essentially we're just going to excrete all of those vitamins that we're not using. So try to take them in from your diet as opposed to supplementation.
One of the things that I'm just awful at is to stay hydrated. I try and drink enough water. I know I don't drink enough water. Mm-hmm. Then I try and get some of it extra in tea, green tea or chai tea or something along those lines. But it's not easy to drink as much water as people say, but I know it makes your skin better.
Exactly. You know, water helps deliver the nutrients in our body and electrolytes essentially to every, substance, muscle tissue and organ. So one thing I like to do is, put a little lemon or lime in my water so I can have a little bit of flavor there. Or maybe you can put something as simple as a couple strawberries and muddle those up in your water. So you're tricking your body to thinking you're having something, like a Kool-Aid, which we want to stay away from. But, you're getting a little bit of flavor in there, and you're saving money so you don't have to go out and buy bottles and bottles of water. Take some fruit, put it in a big water jug the night before, and then you can have your flavored water in the morning, and you're getting some vitamins, nutrients, and minerals from the fruit, or even something as simple as like a cucumber in there. Just adds that nice freshness to the water, so you're going to be able to drink more because it tastes good.
Well, that's good advice, and also very cleansing to have,
exactly.
To put a little ginger cucumber and lemon and mint. Take all those things, muddle them in some water, and keep a jar in the fridge. And even your kids will drink more than you might even realize. Now, Joey, what we're seeing, God, all over Whole Foods and the healthy food stores, chia, flax, hemp. We're seeing all of these different little seeds. I had some chocolate covered hemp seeds. Boy, were they good. So what are those things? Yeah. Oh, man. What are those doing for us? The chia and flax and hemp seeds, putting them in smoothies. I mean, we're seeing them everywhere now.
Yeah, you know, chia, flax, hemp seeds, I like to call them the super seeds, essentially. And they're all kind of interchangeable. They have lots of fiber, omega-3s. So if you're not getting enough omegas, it's a great source. They have protein, the insoluble and soluble fiber. So it's actually going to leave you full. It's going to help with constipation. Has about an ounce, has about 60% of the recommended daily amount for women and 40% for men. So if you just have one serving right there, you're about half of the essential fiber that you need to get in a day. B vitamins, E vitamins, iron, calcium. That's going to help with inflammation, help with muscular contraction, anti-inflammatory properties, help with skin irritation, all sorts of things. So add some chia, flax, hemp seed to your life, and you're going to feel much better and look much better, which is, you know, essentially what this segment is about.
It is, and we've talked about guava, sweet potatoes, pea shoot berries, I think you said.
Pea shoot berries, golden berries, yeah, they're
golden berries, yep. Omega-3s, fish, hydration, water. These are all things that can help you age a little bit more gracefully. We did not discuss plastic surgery because that's not what we're talking about in this segment. But what are some other, really, what are some of your favorite superfoods that you really like to recommend that people make sure to get and include in their diet?
Well, the superfoods, essentially, you know, we touched on the berries. I love berries. There's some simple things like kiwi. A lot of people forget about kiwi, but kiwi actually has more vitamin C than citrus. You know, leafy greens. A lot of people don't get enough leafy greens in their life because we think that we need, you know, to have a salad to get these leafy greens.
Yeah, they have head lettuce, which is nothing.
Yeah, which is essentially like you're eating water. So if you want to crunch, yeah, there you go. But there's not much nutritional content. So what I like to do is take those leafy greens and put some superfoods, put some kiwi in there, put some peachy berries in a blender or a NutriBullet, and put them in there and blend that up and drink it. So that way you don't have to get cups and cups of these greens because it takes essentially, you know, too long. We're all, you know, very time sensitive here, so we want to get as much nutrients in as much as possible. So I like doing that, and that way I get the fiber as opposed to having to juice it, which you're losing a little bit of the fiber content. So you get that pulp, and you get that feeling that of satiety. So you're feeling full, you know, just from having that and the pulp in the greens.
You know, I love to make smoothies for my kids, but whenever I try and make them a green one, I use banana and then fruit and almond milk, maybe a little protein powder. You know, I make them these great full-fat yogurt. I use full-fat cream brown cow yogurt because they're kids and they don't need low-fat. But,
exactly.
You know, I mean, yeah, they're very active. But whenever I try and put some green things in, and my kids love green things. They love a salad. They love all those things. But I stick them in a smoothie and forget about it. They're running in the other direction. We only have a minute left. What do you do to make those green smoothies taste better?
Well, you know, essentially adding the lemon or lime, which I touched on, is great. Adding some chocolate protein powder, some vanilla protein powder is really good. And if you don't want it to look green, you know, add those blueberries, blackberries, raspberries.
Then it's like black and green.
they will have no idea. You know, maybe add some extra, you know, chocolate protein powder in there. But you know, if it's any other color than green, that might help them right there. Or maybe you can put it in a container that they can't actually see what's in there and put it in a colored straw.
There you go. That's great advice. Where can people see more about you, Joey?
TheLifestyleRenovation.com. You can get 50% off by typing radio in the shopping cart, and workouts, online nutrition, anything that you need, TheLifestyleRenovation.com.
Rock on, LifestyleRenovation.com. I'm sure you'll be hearing more from Joey Thurman here on Health Radio. We're enjoying him as a guest. And if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at RadioMD.com. The show is called Health Radio. We do shows for the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American College of Sports Medicine, all right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.